Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host. This is your brother, your man of God. This is Ron. I'm back with another episode. Hope you guys are doing great. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Today is actually Sunday, June 9th. Wow, 8 more days till my birthday. But that's neither here nor there. But yes, today is Sunday, June 9th. Hope you guys are having a great weekend and getting ready and prepared for Monday, which will be tomorrow. But yeah, guys, we're back. We are back. And this particular message for today, actually, I was at work. And, you know, on my lunch, you know, I go and get in the Word. Or sometimes I just sit there. Or sometimes I just scroll on TikTok or whatever on my little 15-minute morning break, right? But this morning, I was led to 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. And it says, Elisha replied, "Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says about this time tomorrow. A seah of the finest flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." The officer on whose arm the king was leaning said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of the heavens, could this happen?" "You will see it with your own eyes," answered Elisha, "but you will not eat any of it." Now, that's what the verses say. Now, what this verse really is speaking about, right? And this is what the message of this podcast today is going to be about. Unbelief and doubt and the consequences of doubt and unbelief. So you have the man of God, Elisha, basically giving word to the officer, a word from the Lord. And he says to him, "By this time tomorrow, a seah of the finest flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." So God tells us something. God gives us a word. God has a provision and a promise for our life. He tells you something, and you don't believe he'll do it. Now in this scripture, it tells us and shows us God's faithfulness. Because even when we doubt him, he still do it. But the consequences, the consequences of unbelief, doubt can hinder individuals from experiencing the fullness of God's promises. Let me say that again. Doubt hinders individuals, hinders you from experiencing the fullness of God's promises. Now, I'm finna give you, and this is why I love his word. This is why I love getting in his word, because this book is spiritual. This book does so much. It cuts and carves out just a pathway, and it shows you exactly where you were, where you are, and where you're going. Let me just bring it back for a second and kind of give you guys a story about unbelief and just doubt. Because there's a difference between unbelief and doubt. But let me just give you guys a little story on that. I have so many of these stories. Doubt, man, whew. Doubt has so many dreams and ideas in the graveyard. Doubt. You don't think
or believe that it can happen, and that makes it, this is what makes it, this is where I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is where I believe the difference between doubt and unbelief. Doubt is when you think or don't believe that you can do it. Unbelief is when you don't believe God can do it. Ooh, hold on. I think we said something here. And look, and I don't mind being corrected, but I believe that doubt is when you don't think you can do it. Unbelief is you don't believe God can do it. And he told you. He said it by the way of his servants, by the way of his prophet. But he said it in that dream. He said it. God said it. And when God said it, it is. It's done. It will be done. But you and your unbelief. So, and this is when the consequences, and I, please hear me, man, because repent. Repent now for your unbelief and your doubt. Repent now, because I have to do it. Shoot, I have to do it daily. So I'm not getting on here trying to tell y'all nothing. I'm talking to me too. He talking to us. Because our doubt and our unbelief. God already showed you the plan. He's already given you provision around the plan. And you still doubting. And your unbelief, you doubt on you, because he chose you to do it, but you doubt on you, and you don't believe that he will do it. Ah, come on, we must repent. Seriously, guys, like, I mean, you know, the beautiful thing, and what this scripture tells us as well, is God's faithfulness, his faithfulness. Despite doubt, God remains faithful to his word, demonstrating his sovereignty and provision. Come on. To a sovereign. What does it mean to be sovereign? Let's look that up. Because I really want to make this make sense to you and more to myself. And just, what does that mean? Absolute supreme power. Unlimited in extent. Absolute. So, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Father, for we know not what we do. Forgive us for our unbelief. Forgive us for our doubt. Because, I mean, that's the biggest, man. Have you ever, and I was one of them. Look, like, I'm being so honest. He is so faithful. Because Now it's cutting me. Now it's cutting me up because I just reflected on just how faithful he is. His grace and his mercy. Man. You're supposed to be the leading in the podcast world, in the marketplace, period. He's giving you ideas, business ideas, innovative ideas that could change culture, medicine, business, family, lives. And your unbelief, your doubt. See, doubt is worse than fear because, see, fear, the thing about fear is, yes, now, don't get me wrong, fear is horrible as well. And there's some elements to fear in doubt. But see, fear can be used as a motivator. Fear can be used Because the fear of God is very much so the best thing you could ever have. Because that'll get you to move. Right? So fear isn't all so bad, because we all are fearful. But doubt? Doubt is absolutely a no-go. Doubt is a hindrance. It hinders. There's no other way. It hinders. That's it. Doubt is absolutely a no. Yeah. Because that's what happens when you doubt. You completely go the opposite way. You completely, I would say, doubt births disobedience. We going in today. Some of you, and don't get me wrong, that's why these last few months I've been pumping out just not just content, but just ideas and different things that he's given me to do years ago. But because of his grace and his mercy, all these things are manifesting now, and things and the provisions and the resources and the people, the opportunities are here now. And that's just because of his grace and mercy. Because, man, doubt, unbelief, repent now. I'm talking to y'all, but I had to do it. That's why we here now, right? Because, some of us, he's called us to ministry. He's called us to the marketplace. He's called us to business. He's called us to change lives. Definitely to spread the good news and let others know of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he gave us work to do as well. It's purpose behind what you're doing and what you're called to do that advances his kingdom. And when you have doubt and unbelief, listen, that's why the enemy know. That's why he get in your head. That's why he get to get you thinking. That's why he started his plan when you was a child. Because he knew who you was called to be. He didn't know what you would do, but he knew it was big. He knew God was going to use you in a very special way. And if he could get doubt and unbelief, those weeds, to just, oh man, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Man, y'all better look, man. I'm telling you. And let me just go back to the consequences, right? The fullness. Ooh, Lord. Doubt can hinder individuals from experiencing the fullness. Now, I don't know about y'all. Now I'm finna bring it to what we all understand. I don't know about y'all, but I want full of everything. I don't want half of nothing. If somebody gave you a plate of your favorite dish that you like to eat and they gave you half of it and you ain't ate, let's just say you just broke your fast. What you talking about? Half. I want my full plate. You hear me? I want my full plate. I don't want a chicken missing. I don't want a broccoli. I don't want a piece of the mashed potatoes to be scooped off. That's why I don't be playing, you know. Look now, I love my wife. I love my children, but I don't play about them coming on my plate. I don't do that. Like, you should see how bothered I get. Not as much now, because there's plenty to go around, right? But even then, don't be reaching over here on my plate. You feel me? I want my full plate. I'm home. I want the full. So doubt hinders you from getting the fullness of God and his promises. Come on now. I know this word for somebody. I know it's for somebody, because I, you know, like, especially the time we're in right now, there's definitely a yearning for the manifestation. We'll go to, that'll be a whole nother episode. But that people need what God gave you. They need it. You're gonna save lives. You're gonna change the whole way people. You're gonna change lives. He's gonna use you. He's gonna use you. And part of the process of him pruning you, that fire gonna turn up. And I spoke about this before. So that doubt, that unbelief, oh, that got to go. That's got to go. And even when they try to, you know, grow and come back, because I believe that doubt is one of those things that, especially for new areas, it may try to, but then that's when you reflect. That's when you remember. You remember who he is and what he's done already. And he is a faithful, consistent, he don't play. Like, he is not your, like Papa say, God is not your uncle. Okay? Oh, Papa say that all the time. And I truly understand it more and more each day. He is not your uncle. He is not a man when he should lie. If he say it, he mean it. And it is what it is. It's going to be. You don't even stop it from being. It just won't be with you. And that's when it goes back to some of the consequences of doubt is you not experience it in its fullness. You may see it happen. You may see exactly what God showed you is going to happen, but you won't partake in it. What? So you telling me that, nah, I want what's for me. For me, I don't want my great grandkids to get it. They going to get it, but I want what's for me. For me, I don't want it to get pushed back. And I definitely don't want it to go across the street. My package come to my house. My name on that one. But you can't receive that package. You can't receive. You can't have. You can't possess what he has set provisions for if you have doubt and unbelief. And when it come from God, it came from him. Now, I ain't telling you, like, test every spirit, but I ain't telling you every, but if your prophet or if a servant of God has spoken and told you something, or if God has shown you something and spoken to you, man, don't let the enemy, don't do that. No, let's work on that. That's why I always tell my family, my loved ones, and just anybody that I come in contact with, man, what God got for you is for you. And don't let nobody take it. You gotta be violent by force. Yeah. You gotta be violent about what God has given you and what he's shown you and what he told you. What's yours? You got to go up in there taking. You got to take it. But if you doubting and you living in unbelief, and trust me, guys, I'm not trying to say this to, like, in a space. Well, I am, but I'm telling you, I. That's one of the biggest acts. One of, I didn't say the biggest, please, because I know how y'all. Some of y'all super Christians gonna get on here and be like, well, you said that. No, I said it's one of, and it's not the biggest, but it's one of that really, you know, that doubt, unbelief. Whew. Man, do not take this lightly. Because some of us, you know, like, he want to use you. But if you showing him that he can't, God can use whoever he want to. But he chose you. He chose me. So don't allow doubt and unbelief to cause your table to be folded up. Because he will set that table in front of your enemies. Oh yeah. But if you doubting, if you can't come sit at the table, then somebody else gonna scoot up. Come on now. He does have favor. But favorites, I mean, if you ain't Moses, let me stop. But seriously, don't allow doubt, unbelief. Some of you, man, it's all on you. Yeah, that part. But because of your doubt and your unbelief, you like a light with a cover on top of it inside a shed. It ain't lighting up. Hopefully the light bulb just went off and that didn't go over no one's head. But you guys are sharp over here. You locked in. So, man, look, that's my time, guys. Man, wow. This is episode 9. We've been working, bro. We've been working. This is the preface. Just the beginning. This is just the beginning of the beginning. I'm telling y'all. I don't know who y'all, what podcast y'all listen to. I'm telling y'all, we coming. We are here. The remnant, we in here. We here. And our fire keep getting lit. The more we consume, the more. Consume. Oh, that's what I wanted to do. Yo, I found this worship song real quick, y'all. Hold on. This one right here? What? And this is live. I'm all in the mic. I'm looking it up right now. I was listening to this on my way home from work, and I got a good little drive, about 40 minutes. Man, I promise you, I just be in this presence. This one here, I'll put it like this. It got intense. And I can't tell you who was driving the car. One of my angels was driving the car. For real. Because just hear this out real quick. I'm going to play a little bit of it. We'll see, but hold on. This song right here is called Offered to a Deity by Theophilus. This man here is a powerful instrument of God. His voice and his worship and his praise is crazy on the vocals. Just listen to this. Hold on, y'all. I don't like ads. Sorry. Yes, I'm looking it up on YouTube. I don't be playing ads. Hold on, y'all. I'm serious. Like, look up Offered to a Deity. This one here. Man, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Go check out that song, man. That's one of the ones to wake your spirit up and to get you in his presence. All you need to listen to it one time, 5 minutes, and you there. Now Terry, stay there. Man, ooh-wee. Let me stop. But look, I love you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is episode 9. Wow. unbelief and doubt. Don't let it steal what God has for you. I love you guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God, Ron, your brother, your friend. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Shalom. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. You know what? Nah, that's it. Let me close out. And I'm sorry, guys. I wanted to bring up my birthday again, June 17th, in 8 days. Go to all my social medias, Unveiled by Grace. Show some love. Support your boy. Support the podcast. Share this with your friends, family, man. I promise you guys, we are spreading the good news and becoming our best selves at the same time, so God can use us in our best unveiled self. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next episode.